Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Humans, after 12 years, we have parted ways with the corporate networks. We are taking it to the next level with our own independent platform, ImprovForHumans.com. We're not just continuing the show. We have created a hub for you all to go deeper into the craft of improv with me, Brett, and all the guests that you love so much from Improv for Humans, along with a ton of new exclusive podcasts and content. Not only will you still find new ad-supported episodes available free every week, as always, but now, with our new Rule of Four subscription, only $40 for a year, $4 a month, you get ad-free new episodes every week with bonus scene, exclusive access to the entire back catalog. That's over 600 episodes, all ad-free. 4 brand new improv education podcasts I call Professor Besser, where I will break down classic Improv for Human scenes, take questions from the members-only Discord, explore, debate the craft with other improv experts. Have you heard me talk with Will Hines and Ian Roberts yet? And I have also uploaded my vault of VHS tapes from the Stone Ages, the 90s, the early aughts, featuring tons of never seen footage, as well as what I believe to be the greatest comedy movies that I will share with you with other guests. Sketches, performances, stand-up bits. Wait till you see this all on Professor Besser. Plus, I have this whole other feed, The Best Taste in the Universe, where I deep dive with guests on music and sci-fi. On that, just whole separate feed, but it's all part of the Rule of Four subscription. Plus, you get all 4 of our premium limited series Brett and I made with all-star casts, including Stolen Idea, My Dead Wife, The Robot Car, The States of Perfection, and Besser versus the Audience. And for the first time ever, all of our content can be listened to virtually any podcast app. Gone are the days of needing separate apps to get all this stuff. The sign-up process could not be easier. It just takes one step, one tap to import each of our feeds into your app, and then you can just listen like any other show. All this for $4 a month individually, or $40 for an entire year. That's 2 months of savings. Humans, $40 for 1 year right now. Humans, you know, leaving the corporate network I mentioned earlier, that makes producing a podcast with 3 paid guests not as easy, but it is a labor of love for Brett and I. By subscribing, not only are you allowing us to make new episodes, you're supporting our ensemble and empowering all sorts of new content that's already up for you to take a taste of. Just for $4, go taste it, humans. If nothing else, you won't have to hear this message again. So go to improvforhumans.com and sign up now.
Human, you are entering an improvised comedy show restricted to humans only. Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. Based on your suggestions and other sources of inspiration, Matt and guests will perform fully improvised scenes. Today's episode features human guests.
Chad Riggle. Welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That's me. That's Upchuck. Their song, Freaky. Yeah, we can't hear it anymore. Oh, there it goes.
It's a 2023 song?
Yeah, I believe so. Nice. Kind of sounds like the Bad Brains. Chad, long-time guest, but Riggle, have you ever been on Improv for Humans? I don't even know if you have.
I don't think so. I think this is it. This is my debut.
Dude, you know I've invited you. You're just always busy.
Well, that's probably true. That is probably true.
But because you have weird friend groups and the way you know people in your life. But Riggle and I have been in the same fantasy football league, I think, for over a decade, right?
It yeah. Seems like. Absolutely.
And right now, we are both in a 12-man league. We're 11-10.
I'm getting murdered. I'm 11. I'm just getting murdered because I was the sixth pick. I was right in the middle. Yeah. Like, I could not get a break as far as picks go. I could blame on a bunch of stuff, but I'm getting wiped out. It's bad.
Isn't that funny how you kind of can, like, during this period of the year, fall, we speak to each other on a weekly basis in these, like, one-sentence jabs at each other, basically.
Yeah.
These 12 people, and I kind of know you guys, but I could not see you for literally years, like, in the meat space.
Yeah, it's true. It's and
there's Chad gave me that word, meat space, by the way.
Solid word.
Over a decade ago. That's weird I say that now, and I can think that. You know what? Chad said that first.
And so it sounds like a very Chadly thing to drop. I like that.
But welcome.
Thank you.
Who's in last place in your league? If you guys are 10th and 11th, who's the real tail gunner?
It's got to be O'Connell.
It's Pally. It usually is Jerry for sure, but okay. It's Pally right now.
I mean, we could have a bottom of the table bet made tonight. You know, I'm sure there's like some jabs and stuff. You know, 10th and 11th seems pretty close. What's the stakes?
I don't know what you're getting at. What's the bet?
Just between you two guys. Like you're neck and neck, bottom of the table. So like you're not going to win. So like what are you playing for amongst yourselves?
Oh, I see what you mean. We're only three games in. Cordry was in this position last year and he won. So we're not out of it yet. Oh,
yeah. It's super early.
Yeah, plus with the injuries and stuff, which would have been epic so far.
Riggle.
This could turn on a dime.
What are you threatening? Injuries and stuff. That's very vague.
Look, things happen. Ask Nancy Kerrigan. Things happen.
But to get into improv off this for a second, isn't it funny? Because even in our tight, very low stakes money-wise.
Yeah.
Because they're guys who are leagues out there, yeah, like in at least five figures. Of course, there's probably six and seven figures with some nuts out there. But I think a five-figure league is not so uncommon for kind of normal wage-earning people, you know?
Yeah.
And it gets fucking tense, even in our low stakes league, about these really specific rules.
Yeah. Like
really, really specific rules. I like the nuance of it.
Yeah, I love when, you know, I don't get as much improv as I used to. You know, I don't get to play. I don't get to banter. I don't get to just play and be obnoxious and come up with weird premises. And I just don't get to do it as much since the pandemic or whatever, because a lot of the avenues I had got shut down. So honestly, like fantasy football, I look forward to the emails coming out just so I could say something weird or random or, you know, try to get a thread going, you know, try to get a bit to play. And it, you know, half the time it works and half the time it does, but I don't even care. It's just like, I just want to do a bit. So it's my only outlet, really.
We cut to New Year's Eve. It's important. Christmas Eve. And a bar is closing early because it is Christmas Eve. Come on in, guys. I got Johnny to leave it open just for another hour. Thanks for meeting me.
Yeah.
Rob, have a seat. Johnny, just give us the regulars. Give us a pitcher.
Oh, I don't know if I have time for a pitcher.
Yeah, maybe I'll just see. Yeah.
just a couple of pitchers.
Matt.
No, just not one pitcher. Well, three.
Hey,
three
I know glasses. I saw it was what, an emergency. I said it was an emergency.
Yeah, you said it was an emergency.
Cool. And I know I said it was a family emergency. I need your help. And
yeah,
Maybe I shouldn't have said help and thanks for coming here. It's not really a family emergency. It really has nothing to do with my family. I'm part of my family. So if I'm part of my family, it's a family emergency.
Technically. So what's going on then?
Okay. And it is an emergency and not like a life-threatening emergency. I mean, it makes my heart race. I have bad cholesterol. But okay. You know the keeper rule? And if you're going to keep a player from
what
the last season into the next season, but
you're not talking about fantasy football, are you right now?
I am.
I just left my family.
Hold on. You don't know the whole story. This could lead to sickness or something.
I feel like it's not. I feel like this is you are alone again on Christmas Eve and you're drinking and
I'm not drank much. And when's that pitcher going to get here, Johnny?
Matt, what is happening? I locked up the soup kitchen to come over here.
Like, really?
Yeah. Matt sent me like...
How much soup could they want?
You sent me 1,000 texts. I'm exaggerating, but it was a lot.
Okay.
You know, I have to assemble 2 bicycles tonight, okay? That's going to take me most of the night, not to mention any last-minute wrapping and... I still need to surprise my wife. It's just...
I'm sure you'll have time for at least one of those bicycles, but I think the keeper rule is something that we didn't think enough about the beginning of the season, and we now need to make a rule that you can't keep a keeper for more than 3 seasons.
Matt, we have a specific meeting every year to talk about rule changes, okay? Like...
Yeah, can we do this at the rule change meeting? Why are we doing this on Christmas Eve?
But we're having season fun, too. We're having fun. We're having fun, though. There's that picture.
It's a 15-minute drive for me. It's 15 minutes to drive down here in the snow. You know, this is Christmas Eve, man. This is like a...
I know. Oh, wait. I know. I'm sorry. It happens to be Christmas Eve.
I'm sorry. I think I see what's going on. Do you not have anywhere to go tonight, Matt?
That's not it.
If it is, just come back to my house. You can crash, you know. Well, you can spend the Christmas with us, man.
Or you can come help out at the shelter.
I didn't drag you guys here because I'm lonely. I love soup, but I don't know if...
You're drinking alone in a bar that they kept open special for you
on Christmas Eve,
man. And you want to talk about fantasy football rules that we clearly established at the beginning of the season. And I think we were right in the rules that we made. That keeper rule... stands alone. It's a good rule. It
good. It we're getting into this. Hey, go.
I don't want to get. I want to go home.
Tell me what you think.
No, I want to go home. But the rule, we already had this. You know, we debated.
We
this
cut
back
to an
in
hour
office.
Later. A third pitcher is being delivered.
We can't.
I'm telling you,
you can't keep 3. If we keep 3, then the winners keep winning. The losers keep losing.
It doesn't make any sense, Bezzer. You gotta fucking...
It'll make sense if you tell your wife to shut up. She's getting in your head.
I told her to shut up back in... I don't fucking know where it was. I told her to shut up, but it didn't go well. I know that.
And we see his cell phone goes off again for a third time from his wife. Oh, yeah, tell her shut up.
Hold on.
Tell her you're doing something important.
She, you know what she said? She goes, quit sending emojis. Where the fuck are you? Hold on. I got this.
Yeah. Send her.
I'm gonna send her an emoji.
She's scared to communicate in emojis.
Yeah. I want to send her the one that looks like a dick. It's a vegetable. Hold on.
That's good.
And then like a smile. Winky smile. All right. We're good.
All right. I'm just glad we're seeing eye to eye. You guys are my best friend.
Guys, it's daylight. Merry Christmas.
October 28th, Improv for Humans Live, returning to the Ice House, John Gimberling, Lisa Gilroy, plus James Adomian. We haven't had him on the show in LA in forever, so get tickets now. Well, we have had him on, but we haven't had him on in LA. You get an opportunity to see those 3 plus Maddie B live at the Ice House October 28th. You can go to their website or go to a link off Matt Besser or improvforhumans.com. Get those tickets now and spread the word and be a part of our Halloween episode. Wear a costume. We're going to take photos. I will wear a costume. What costume do you want Maddie B? Matt Besser, that is me, to wear at the live October 28th recording at the Ice House. What costume should I wear? Leave your costume nominations in the Discord. And meanwhile, go now. Get tickets.
Your one word suggestion from the Improv for Humans Discord.
Well, the way we've been doing it lately, guys, is going back to suggestions. We have a Discord, which is a message board on improvforhumans.com on the new Improv for Humans membership. And I'm reading some suggestions right now. What does it make you think of? I see lap, swim. That's a good suggestion. Swim a lap. A lap and swimming. Mm-hmm. You guys have any swimming stories?
Yeah. I remember in high school, if you played on the football team, you had to do sports in the other seasons so that the coaches could check your attitude and your grades.
Was that unwritten? Or it was for real? Or it was like, if you really want to, you better go all year.
Yeah. And so I didn't have a sport. I played basketball and I wanted to play basketball, but anyway, it's a long story, but I ended up not being able to do it. So for an injury. So my sophomore year, I had to wrestle, which I hated because I just got murdered. And then my junior year, I had to swim. So I was on the swim team my junior year and I didn't want to wear a Speedo. So it was the 80s. So I wore jams, those long Bermuda jams. And I was a little
and everyone knows the best swimmers start their junior year. Like, those are the best ones.
Exactly. I couldn't even do the turn. I couldn't do the flip turn. I had to touch the wall to kind of push off. So, but I wasn't alone. There was a bunch of other dummies in there, football players. So they had in practice, they had the one lane designated for just all the football players. It was called the turtle lane. And that's where we would go swim. And we never really made it to many meets just because we couldn't qualify for anything. But I did go to one meet because I went as a diver because they had the swimming and diving. So we only had one guy on our dive team, and he was really, really good. He actually won state. So I went just to go because I had to have something. And I did dives. And I remember the only dive I could do was a swan dive where you just go out like this and in my jams with a big splash. So it was not very good. And the swim team was run by football coaches. So they were just loud.
Did they know what they were doing at all?
They did. They had some idea. 'Cause most back then, the teachers, you know, they didn't make enough money during the school year, so they all had summer jobs. And their summer jobs were to be the swim coaches at all these country clubs around town. And so they actually learned, you know, swim and swim technique. And I think they swam in college and high school themselves. So they did have some skill set or ability to teach swimming. It's just, you know, I didn't start until my junior year.
Okay, guys, I want to talk to the turtle lane. Let's just get the turtle lane over here. Everybody else, keep swimming. Keep your laps up. Let's just get the turtle lane out of the pool.
You went the turtle lane all the way at that end of the pool? Why don't you just walk all the way over to here, where we're at?
If you have to use the side of the pool to get here, do it.
I'm coming. I'll be there.
All right. Don't crawl on each other. The side of the pool. Oh, look at you. Now you look like turtles up on each other. Don't drown the little one. You're on top of one. Do you realize that? That is not a stone.
We got it. We're just funny. Yeah.
All right, here we go. Okay, guys.
We're not drowning him. His jeans are just super wet.
That's what those are. I thought that was a new style jams.
Yeah, coach.
The little guy likes jeans.
Okay, guys. I know we're on the football team. We all know what's going on here. But we're creating problems for the rest of the swimmers. And let's talk about the jeans and the jams. Do you realize how much water you guys are taking out of the pool every time you get out of the pool? Your pockets are filled. You're taking like a 25% of the water in the pool just with the clothes you're wearing.
I could put my hands in my pockets. That helps.
Actually, oddly, that probably would help. When you get out of the pool, keep your hands in your pockets.
But I won't be able to swim with my hands in my pockets. What if I put sponges in my pockets?
No, that's the worst thing. And I was about to say stones would be best, but that's also not
good for swimming. You can actually.
I suggested that.
Trevor, you can swim. The seals do it all the time. Maybe you don't know, like Navy SEALs, maybe you heard of them. But they can do it with no hands. They can even have their hands tied by their back and they do that.
Okay.
Shit.
This is your cousin was a Navy SEAL. What do they do? What do they do?
They tie their legs and their hands and then they put them in the pool and they're
so
like,
they really
what's up?
Swim like a SEAL.
They swim like a SEAL. That's real, man.
That
you can look
like
that
a
up.
Rumor.
Yeah, no, you can Google that.
Do they get paid in money or tiny fishes?
All
you
right.
Get paid money.
All right. Trevor. Don't antagonize him.
You know what the answer is, Trev.
Okay, guys, you guys all have to do a meet before the season's over and the last meet's coming up, and none of you guys have done anything. So you got to pick some event right now, and I got to write it down so I can show it to the head coach. No more procrastinating. You got to pick an event.
Did you get any feedback on the doggy paddle? Are they going to do that? Is that a thing that they're still considering?
That's what you do when you're panic. You can't do anything and got to get out of the pool. I've told
I'm
you
gonna
that.
Have to,
that's considered a panic move by the lifeguards.
Look, I've been working on my dives, but all of them involve getting into the pool without spilling a beer.
That's pretty cool.
You cannot. This is the sport you can't do that in. This is not baseball.
I cannot
drink beer.
Switchy.
What's that?
I can't do the flips and switches and the. I don't know what the words are.
Tucks, bends.
Okay, but I can jump into a pool, keep the glass of beer normal to gravity. I'm not a dummy. And Statue of Liberty, as I sink, the beer stays above the pool. I swim up.
That is actually what you did. If you just take the beer away, that is very impressive. That would be a great dive.
If you didn't
Can you do
your
that
beer?
Without a beer?
If I didn't have the beer, then why would I be doing all those flips and tucks and switches?
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. But if you could do it with the beer and not spill it, that'd be killer. You'd get a 10 out of 10 for sure, man.
You would. Yeah. That's impressive what you just showed me. But you can't. It seems it would be easier without a beer, though. And it's. Could you do
it
with
water? I want to dive,
too. A cup of water? What do you want to do?
When I go down to the lake, in the summer with my folks and stuff, they say I do pretty good dives. So I can do a swan dive.
Your folks also said you should be quarterback.
Yeah, and they're not wrong. They're not wrong. Yeah, I didn't get a good look. I didn't get a fair look. You know, that's what I think.
You are so barely on the football team. Your parents.
Yeah,
your parents believe in you. I'll give them that.
Yeah, when my tooth hurt that time, your parents said you should take it out for me.
I got skills. I can do a lot of things.
I think your parents have an overinflated sense of, I don't know.
What do your parents do?
My parents?
What's your dad do?
He's a professor in the humanities down at the Johnson County Community College.
Okay.
And mom writes poetry. So
they don't know. They don't know shit about sports is what you're saying.
No, they know. They watch TV. They know sports. They grew up in America.
That's a long way of saying they don't know shit about sports.
Yeah. They know all kinds of stuff. They're sharp. sharp, 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 sharp as a knife. Believe in me, they know I could have pulled your tooth. You'd be fine today. You know, they know I should be quarterback. Didn't get a fair look. That's all right. I'm just saying, when they say I can dive, you should take their word for it. I can dive. I'm a diver. I'm going to dive. I'm going to be a diver. That's me. That's what I do now.
We cut to the day of the big meet, and he's been put into the diving lane, and all the real divers are coming up and practicing all their stretches. Oh, yeah. Oh, you guys are divers?
You guys...
you look you a little guys, sick to be a diver.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that means I got to be, you know, I got to be soups tight when I go in the water.
Yeah, when I go in the water doesn't even know. The water doesn't know till the next day when someone tells it.
Hey, Mr. That's Diver, how. Man. I got a question. Why is everyone here in their fucking underwear?
That's a good point. That's a good
what
point.
What are you guys doing is the better question. What the fuck?
I wore a cape. We're gonna win it's going to look dope when I'm flying through the air.
You're not going to take that off?
No. Why would I take it off? I specifically bought it for today.
A half hour later, after he's done an actually pretty impressive dive with a cape on, but then it envelops his head as he goes into the water and he struggles with it. We cut to the funeral where all his buddies are.
There's so much to say about Trev. He was a showman. He was a great football player.
Hell yeah, great diver. He was. He was our QB.
He was a good QB too. And I'm not saying, you know, that I deserve to be the number one, or even bumped up from number three on the depth chart.
You killed him.
I didn't kill him.
I heard you encouraged him to use the cape.
He was going to use that cape no matter what. This is not.
Why are you using Trev's funeral to argue about the depth chart?
I'm just saying. He was a great quarterback.
This reminds me of my dad. Because he used Christmas as an opportunity to argue about his fantasy league.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Your one word suggestion from Discord.
Humans, I'm going back to the suggestions. I see the word. I'm going through some we didn't use the other day, Brett, because they're good words. Like trunk. You guys have a trunk story? Do you have a trunk in your life? My grandparents had a trunk. Every time I went to their house, I had to go through that trunk.
Well, I don't have any trunks like that, but I had a, you know, like the trunk of a car. But yeah, I don't have any big steamer type trunk like Titanic. Bring your trunk onto the steamer.
What about animal trunk? Animal trunk story.
If you got an elephant trunk, I would love it. One time I was strangled by. I remember I used my dad's car at a certain point until he got me my own car. And the day, I feel like I've told this story before, but the day he got me my own car. He cleared out the car of his he was using like he hadn't cleaned it before, and I had hidden all this shit where you put the spare tire. I'd put in fucking liquor bottles. That was the worst. I'd put in his liquor bottles. Who knows what else? Some brass knuckles, something immature and stupid. Who knows? Who knows what?
Yeah, I used to hide packs of cigarettes underneath the front bush in my right before I'd go into the house. I'd do a shakedown. I'd be like, all right, oh shit, I got a lighter and some smokes. I gotta hide that over here. Like my bushes, and my dad would go out and he would mow the lawn or chill, and he'd just find smokes and lighters all up and down the hedgerow. I think he figured it out.
Do you like the exterior hiding spot though?
Yeah.
Just running over packs of cigarettes with a lawnmower. Just
exactly.
What about you, Chad? Did you hide anything?
I do like it was in our lifetime that they added the "Are you being kidnapped?" escape lever into the trunks of every automobile. There should be a pull strap to open the trunk from the inside, which
For real? Is that in every car now?
It should be. I think it's a law.
I think most cars have it. I do think most cars have it now.
There. Which is great because you can take a trunk nap like before, in between meetings or something. You don't want to get spotted. Just hop in there and trunk nap.
Trunk naps. That's the best.
We cut to a car dealership. And
well, hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. Looking for a car today?
Yes, my wife and I here. We're looking for, we usually get a pre-owned, but we'd like one of the new models.
Ah, love that new car smell.
Yeah. Well, more than that, but there's some features we're looking at in particular.
You bet. You probably want something with, going to get you good gas mileage prices today. I'm sure that's going to be a big thing for you. Yeah. Leather seats, maybe automatic.
What do you guys think? Sure. Leather seats. I've never understood that, but no. Yeah. Okay. Heated seats. Is that what you said?
Sure. Heated and air conditioned. We've got the whole full pack. I can get you.
You got air conditioned seats.
Oh yeah. It's really something special. Work? Little perforated seats. They blow up cold air right on your private parts. Whoops. But it's a lot of fun.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun.
Okay.
You guys look like you're young.
We've been doing a lot of research. Consumer Report, Blue Book. We've really looked into this. Carfax, CarMax. We've really looked
into every research. Way to find. So don't try to snow job us. We don't want to pay a lot of money for a lot of features we don't need.
Yeah. There's just a few features we know we need. Nothing made of leather or some weird way to air condition yourself.
Okay. All right. Not a problem.
We're very interested in this kidnap release lever in the trunk and what you got in that.
I'm familiar with that. We don't call it the kidnap. We don't call it kidnap release lever. It's just a, it's just a safety feature. It's a simple safety feature. It's just a release lever.
Called something.
Yeah.
The truck release.
What's the deal? You're not interested in selling cars to kidnappers anymore? Is that?
I don't think we were ever marketing towards kidnappers. No.
Well, I don't mean marketing towards, but like a kidnapper needs a car, right?
I'm sure, I guess. I think the feature you're looking for, the feature you're describing, it's just a truck release. Trunk release lever.
You're in the trunk. You got to get out. There's a release for that, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Why else would you be in the trunk?
That's a great question. Sometimes I can't think of a reason.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, right, it's a kidnap trunk release lever.
That's
what it is. Actually, that's a really good point. Would you just fall into your trunk.
No.
Yeah. No, you wouldn't.
We've researched this, actually.
There was a lot of Reddit discussions
about this. Yeah. What else would it be? There's those pages of Reddit discussion about where they couldn't even think of reasons. And these are people who all they do is look to
You know, I've been selling cars. I've been selling cars for 10 years, and I thought I knew everything, but I just learned something new today. They should call it a kidnap release.
And does every car still come with the round thing in the trunk? It's like the body sinker.
No, that's a spare tire.
No, the
body sinker.
Yeah, that steel round thing that you can quickly tie to a body to throw it in the middle of a lake. To make sure the body sinks.
Well, that's not what it's for. Spare tires, in case you have a flat tire.
Can be used for that.
It can be used for that, though.
I guess
you're right, though. In the same way, there can be. There's other reasons for this versus the kidnap release.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a spare tire. It's a spare tire, and yes, that's standard.
And it's not. It's not designed very well, but because first you have to stab it to get all the air out of it, or the body will never sink. Like, I never understood that about that, the body sinker in the trunk.
It's not a body sinker, it's just a spare tire, but for the most part, you want spare tire to have air in the tire because it's to replace a flat tire.
But then the body will never
go to the primary. It's not much air because it's a spare tire, which makes it.
And it wasn't designed for body.
Okay, you're the expert.
Sinkage.
You're the car guy in the shiny suit.
I'm not trying to be the expert here. I know what the primary use. Primary use, of course, is to replace a flat tire. To get you back on the road.
Why are you out on that road
to begin with? Right, that you got the flat on.
No, people go down dirt roads all the time for camping and fishing.
All those camping sites have been paved at this point.
That's not, I find that to be difficult to believe, but you guys have a color in mind? A color that you'd like to look at? Because I've got
really dark, red. Really dark, like hard dark to see red. At night.
Okay.
Sanguine.
You know, if I was a gambling man, I'd put some money down and say you guys might be. Yeah, just kidding.
So, not a dark color. No,
you're of course married. No, I just meant you guys might be in the kidnapping game the way you guys have done so much research on this.
No, and sorry this has taken so long, and sorry we're meticulous. But let us know if we're keeping you. If anyone is expecting you at any specific time or place today, is anyone?
You don't have a wedding ring.
Is anyone expecting you at a specific time and place today?
Yes. As a matter of fact, now that you ask, I have a call with my parents, who I love very much.
You schedule a call with your parents?
Yes, when I get off work, which is.
Can you show us how much room there is in the trunk?
Yeah.
Why don't you guys take a look yourself? I'm going to go over here.
But then
you guys,
I can't it's right see. There.
I'll just pop it. Oh, here, I got a little one of these fobs. This is a key fob. You don't have to have a traditional key anymore. It's just a fob. But you push that, and there's the trunk. You can see inside. Big, very spacious. Enough for golf clubs. Enough for.
I don't believe it. You're
luggage.
About the size of golf clubs.
And they push them in, they close it. They throw beef jerky in the gears of the kidnap release.
Just keep stuffing jerky in it. No way. Nothing works when it's full of jerky.
Can you guys?
He's on he fills himself on a bumpy road. We're almost there.
What the hell? Come on. Let me out of here. Damn it. You guys are kidnappers. God.
Hours later, they open up the trunk of the car. They're way down in Miller's Crossing.
What the hell? What do you guys want? Huh?
We want to buy a car for a good price that is useful for our pastimes.
And we don't want to buy a baloney.
Okay. Hey, I don't want to give you a baloney. I want to put you guys into a car, but you can't just put me in the trunk and then drive. Where are we, by the way?
I think we're going to take it. I think we're going to take the car.
We are going to take it, even though it jammed up with the beef jerky. That seems like an unusual situation. So we just wanted to test the kidnap
safe drive
release.
Test drive it.
Okay. Well, this is good. This is a good thing, I guess. Congratulations.
Does blood stick to the carpets?
Yes.
Your one word suggestion from Discord.
Field trip is a good suggestion from DJ Crab Hat.
Field trip.
Any field trip memories?
It wasn't really a field trip, but in sixth grade, we would always go to Washington. Like, you'd go to Washington, D.C., you know. It's like 5 hours away. I grew up in West Virginia. And I went, and there was two vans. Because there was only like 12 kids going. And it was two like passenger vans. And they were just being driven by, like, my van was being driven by my principal and his wife. And D.C. has a lot of, like, weird one-way streets, and it's stressful. And, you know, like, these are, you know, they're driving in the country. And they get into the hugest fight I've ever seen from someone not in my family. You know, this was, like, the furthest I've seen into arguments in another family. And they were just going after it. And in the middle of it, I was sitting in the second row. He puts his wife in the second row, puts me on the map. You know, he's just like, "You're done with the map, Chad. Get out of here. Read the map. Tell me how to get to the Vietnam War Memorial."
Oh my God!
Let's cut to that moment. Let's do that moment.
Oh, Chad, get over there.
What?
Damn it, I cannot believe this. Do you know how busy it is, right? Chad, get over here. Sit shotgun. Sit shotgun, boy. Sit shotgun.
But your wife, sir,
she can give you a blowjob tonight, too. How about that?
I'm not going to dignify that.
The Lincoln Memorial anymore.
Like, I would dishonor Mr. Lincoln with oral sex from you in front of these children, in front of one of the greatest presidents of all time.
Them. I never said I do it in front of them.
Am I reading? What am I doing? Am I reading the map or am I adjudicating your sex? I don't know what's going on, sir.
Don't use big words, okay, Chad? You know, you got the map job, son. But you're happy about that.
You're my principal.
All right.
He doesn't understand big words. Be warned, anything with more than a syllable, better grunt him to the Vietnam Memorial.
God damn it. You know, this is what she does.
I don't think I should be witness to this domestic discourse, sir.
This is not domestic, whatever you just said. This is my life, man.
That flame's eternal. You should hear his constant complaining.
We have a green light,
sir.
My God.
Huh?
We have a green light.
Go out long before that.
Oh, shit. God damn it. Don't tell me how to drive. Everybody's telling me how to do everything.
I wasn't telling you how to drive.
I got her in the back seat talking about, just shut up, Chad. Read the thing, the map, the map. That's your job, the map. Find the Lincoln Memorial or the Vietnam thing, and I will get there. God damn it, everybody's talking at once. I need silence to think.
Uh-oh, here comes a roundabout. He can't handle a roundabout, everyone.
I can handle a roundabout.
You know, roundabouts are actually safer than controlled intersections. It's just a lot of people find them uncomfortable because they're new.
Chad,
what?
Focus.
What?
I'm going into the thing. Where do I turn?
Yeah, you're going into the roundabout. So you need to know facts about roundabouts.
Which one, Chad? Focus. Which one?
the third one from where we came on. Where we came on. Well, 1, 2, 3.
They do one cycle and then go into a second cycle.
After that. Stop accelerating, sir!
Jesus Christ! Is everybody in this bed useless?
Yeah, because we're all stuck to the side like a Gravitron ride!
Fuck it! I'm making the call! We're getting off here! Fuck it! Where are we now? Where are we?
We're in the middle of the roundabout. We're in the little grassy area in the middle of the roundabout. We're parked.
Oh, shit.
Tourists are taking photos from their cars of the weird people in the roundabout.
Oh, that's not. Now everybody's looking at us. Well, fuck you. How about that, mister? You see this? You know what that means? Good. That's for you. Jesus Christ, Chad. What does the map say? What does the map say?
Huh?
What does the map say?
The map says nothing. We can't
stay here all day.
We're in the middle of a roundabout. We just got to get off the middle.
Oh. School bus from Connecticut goes around the roundabout and takes the correct exit immediately.
Fair. Oh, look, they must be from West Virginia.
God damn it, you hear that,
sir?
Did you hear that?
We look like provincials.
Did you hear that? They're making fun of West Virginia.
I know, that's what I said. We've been spotted as provincials.
Would you quit with the words, man? Jesus. God damn. Watch a football game every now and then. All right, I'm following that bus. Hang on, everybody. Here we go.
Sir, like 3 hours later. Sir, I do think they're returning to Connecticut. I don't think. We're not in DC anymore. We're not on my map.
That's fine. I got a new mission. We're going to have it out with these smart mouths. Connecticut got a big time us at the roundabout. Well, we'll give them a little West Virginia justice, what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm. And after they do that, they finally at dawn pull up to the Vietnam Memorial.
All right, everybody. Look who made it.
Wake up, everyone. We're here.
Everybody get up. You're welcome. Chad, wake up. Yeah. Chad, wake up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look out the window. Look what I did.
Huh? We see that they've driven right up onto it. They've gone past the parking lot, and they've actually run into the side of it.
I don't think this is where we park.
I didn't park. I ran into I ran into the wall. So it was a mishap. I misread some of the signs and ended up in the park. I guess the mall, they call it. But
you damaged like a wall at the moment. Maybe if we figure out the names you destroyed, we can just write them on the van and we won't get in trouble.
I don't know if that's going to do the job, but you can get started on it. I have to wait here, I think. I think technically I have to wait here until the police show up. So if you want pictures, now's the time, kids. Get out there and get some pictures with the wall.
And we cut to 10 years later, the principal had to buy that van off of the school. And now he's trying to resell the van. And there's like 30 soldiers' names written on the back of the van. He's trying to explain it.
So what makes this van a little different, it has a lot of mileage. I'll give you that. But they're good miles as opposed to bad miles. Trust me on that. And you have a real great story here. This van was used to run into the wall, the Vietnam Memorial.
Used to?
Yeah. It was a special day.
It's a terrorist event?
No. It was an accident, but it turned out to be a great thing. So it was like a good accident, happy accident. What ended up happening was the portion of the wall that was destroyed. Those names have been memorialized on this van. So this van is actually could be and is considered by some to actually be a mobile Vietnam memorial. So very special. We redo the names every year. I have the kids come out from the school and paint. So it's fresh paint. That's fresh. So it'll last a long time. Car washes don't bother it. And you have a little piece of American history. So it looks like you
painted around the area with the names.
I have. Mm-hmm. I have. You can't keep it primer gray forever.
You know, yeah. The price is right. And I think our teenage daughter will like it.
I think she'll love it. What teenager wouldn't want to have a van? You know, I always dreamed about having a van when I was a kid.
Cut to 6 months later, she's losing her virginity. At Inspiration Point up against they're kind of rolling around the outside of the fan. They pushes her. They start having sex up against the names. Hey, what are these names?
What?
Whoa, I want to stop having sex for a second.
Don't stop. I was almost. Oh, what?
What are the names on your car, your new van?
Oh, I'm not sure. I think my mom said they were, she bought it from the high school guy, the principal. And so I'm, it's like maybe the baseball team. I don't know.
Oh,
Christ. Oh, what is that? Is that, what is that?
Well, at least whoa,
what's going on here? What do we got? What do we got?
A little hanging out, looking at the stars, get together on Lover's Point.
No, officer. We're just
hanging out.
Yeah, looking at the stars.
No big deal.
Wait.
But is there a problem, officer?
Is this the mobile Vietnam Vets Memorial?
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, that's what it was.
I'm sorry. I thought they were baseball players. These are Vietnam. This is the Vietnam Vietnam.
Were you guys boning on top of this? Were you boning, leaning up against this?
No.
Then why is there butt? Then why is there butt smudge on it?
She made me do it. I didn't know.
Why is there a butt smudge on it? Why is your skirt like a halter top?
What? I didn't want to do it. I was in love with her, and this is me losing my virginity too. So I didn't want to do it here and like this.
You said you weren't a virgin.
She tricked me.
Oh my God, I didn't trick him. This is so lame. You said you weren't a virgin. I'm a virgin. I thought this would be.
But I would never disrespect soldiers by.
You would never?
I just rolled up on you doing it, son.
So
I thought they were baseball players or something.
Why don't you give me.
It was like a Hall of Fame
list.
Why
don't you give me your ID and the names and birthdays of everyone you've ever met? And I'm going to write them all down.
I don't think that's. Something you can do. That's not.
It's part of an investigation. I'm investigating, so I'm going to get the names, birthdays, and addresses of everyone you guys know. Just rattle off as many as you got.
And after he did that, he has a list, and we cut to him later with his mistress girlfriend fucking on top of that list. What is this list?
It just helps my confidence, babe. It's just like how good of an investigator I am. Like, I'm out there every day. I'm just getting IDs like they're fucking candy.
Let's fuck on the bed, not this.
No. Like, IDs are the only thing that get me hard anymore. I just gotta have them. The ID.
Your one word suggestion from Discord.
Humans, I'm going back to this list of great suggestions. What does the word apologetics mean? Is that a real word?
Oh, yeah.
What's that mean?
How do you define it? It's like the practice of...
apologizing?
Argumentation for a certain position. It's like...
Like debate?
Oh, I get it.
Yeah,
kind of apologize like for someone else's position.
Yeah, basically, it's like all the political talking heads are like practicing apologetics. Basically, let's see, defense of the faith. It's like a lawyer. It's almost like you don't even necessarily have to believe it. It's like you're in charge of defending a position.
So like devil's advocate in a way.
It's like defending religious discipline.
It comes from Christianity. It comes from a religious origin. Apologetics in Christianity, the intellectual defense of the truth of the Christian religion. So it's like you're starting from a conclusion and your job is to create.
We cut to a burger joint. Hi, can I speak to a manager or someone, please?
Hi, can I help you?
About these fries.
Yeah. Are there something wrong?
Well, yes.
Robbie asked for a manager. You're not a manager. I'm not a manager either, but you're not a manager.
No, but I'm here and I work here and I can possibly.
Guys, I just
need. You think you can talk to this guy about fries when he specifically said he needs a manager?
Yeah, I think I can maybe solve the problem.
Okay. Well, I'm getting the popcorn. I can't wait to see how this one turns out.
All right, just take it easy, Roy.
I bet you're not going to get the fries because they're not very good. Okay. That's me making a joke.
All right.
Instead of popcorn, I got gift.
Pressure's building. What you going to do?
Instead of fries.
Can I
your so-called, as you put it up there, best fries in the world are very hard. Half of them so hard I can't chew into them without cutting my gums.
Okay.
They're burnt. At least a third of them are burnt.
We do a very specific type of fry here, though, sir. You know, and a lot of customers love them. But if it's not your cup of tea, I'll gladly take them back and try to get you something else. Is there another thing on the menu?
I want the best fries in the universe that aren't, or world that aren't burnt. And I don't see how you prepare half of the fries one way and a third of the fries the other way and another third another way. It just seems like you just gave me a bad batch of fries.
Well, let me go back and see if we can't get it right for you. How does that sound? And then just so you know, we do like them crispy on the outside here. That's how we make them.
I'll take them crispy, just not burnt that I can't eat them. Thank you very much. How long will this take?
I'm going to go work on it right now. Right now.
Okay, we cut to him back in the kitchen.
You are fucking this up, man.
I'm not fucking anything up. You're fucking Roy,
Hi, my name is Rob. Is there anything I can do for you, sir? Let me get on that real quick. Let's see if we can get some more fries. You're an idiot. Hey,
stop. I work here, man. You should care about your job, you know? Do the job.
But like, you're not a manager, and you go out there and you're embarrassing yourself. You're like groveling. You're groveling.
I'm not groveling. You are. I'm trying. You're supposed to, you know, one effing job, dude. You don't even have to be front of the
house. That's it. I drop fries.
I know. And apparently you didn't do it right because this guy's all upset about the fries tasting like shit, man. So do the job, you know, focus.
I don't like that. If you throw me under the fucking bus on this fry situation, we're going to have an issue.
All right. I'm not trying to throw you under the bus. I got to get fresh fries.
Then why'd you even bring it up?
While they continue to talk, they see that the guy who's complaining is up there talking to his good-looking girlfriend. They can tell by the way he's motioning that he's bragging about how he's taking care of the situation.
This guy means business, all right? He's gonna be up our ass all night if we don't get these fries right. So just focus on your job and do the fries right. And now. Don't just sit there. Why are you staring at me? Just do
You want
the
me to drop them now? You want me to drop them now?
No!
Look at the oil temp. I'm 3 low.
Oh, dude. Does it really matter? Just do it. Okay.
I got drop things. Half hour later. Half hour later, they've been watching the couple eat fries and it doesn't look good. And now we see the girlfriend coming up.
Excuse me?
Hi. Can I help
you? Can I speak to a manager?
I'm sorry, our manager's not here, but I'd be glad to help you in any way I can.
Yeah, was that so hard? Not pretending to be a manager. Sorry.
Okay, just shut up. Shut up. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Is the franchise owner here?
No, unfortunately. He's left us in charge tonight.
Okay, well, we're having an issue with your best fries in the world.
I know that the sign
was burnt.
Yes.
And then this batch, it's cold in the middle of the fry. And the outside of the fry is fine, but the middle is very cold and uncooked now. And this is our second batch here.
Well,
best fries in the world. And I know my boyfriend, he was getting a little hot. So I told him I'd take care of it and just be reasonable.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you for being reasonable. And I apologize.
Just make them right.
Yes. I will go do that right now. So thank you.
Because they're not the best in the world.
And I wish we had just put that on the sign. A lot of our customers do believe they're the best. And we have received feedback saying your fries are the best in the world and the universe. So, but I understand if they're not your cup of tea, so to speak. So I'm going to go back and we're going to see if
my
we can't make it the
said
best.
You said his cup of tea. We're not here. We're here for, it's not my fries. So stop saying cup
of tea. I'm sorry. It was just a colloquial.
It's not our fries. So why make it into a metaphor? It's not, we like fries that are supposed to be good.
I understand.
As yours advertise. And it's on TripAdvisor. I recommend your fries. No. People go out of their way to drive here.
I'm
people go don't back come and, here for the burgers.
All right, have a good weekend, man. I'm out of here.
No. Hold on. I'm sorry, man. Give me 1 second, please. Where are you going? Roy, what are you doing?
I got my
weekend. Gotta get back in there. Where we at?
What?
Don't give me the weekend shit, man. You gotta make these fries that you screwed them up again.
Hey,
the
man, best. I'm not wearing my visor anymore. I got my bucket hat on. Whole different mindset.
I see that. Go back in the kitchen, please. You can't just leave me here, man. I don't know how to do the fries.
It's Friday at 4 p.m., man. That's me. I'm out.
It's Thursday, and every day here is, quote, Friday. It's supposed to be Friday because we make the best fries in the goddamn universe.
I know, man. When you work for a place called Friday, every day's Friday.
Yeah, just help me out.
You're not even a manager. Why do you even care, man?
Because why do you even care? Because
now we see an entire softball team is out waiting.
Yeah, we'll get a giant bucket for the whole team. How about that?
Yeah, extra fries.
Oh shit, man. You're fucked. Yeah, there's a softball bus out front.
I'm not fucked. We are fucked.
Get in there.
I'm not. Help me. You're the fry guy. Fuck, you got one job. Go put like 3 baskets in the oil, man. We gotta make some fries fast.
What's your problem?
I don't have a problem, man. I'm just trying
to. You think you're just like in charge of everything? And you're like, oh, you do I'm that, not. You do that. You're very fascist. You're a little fascist.
I'm not a fascist. I'm just trying to serve the customer.
And Jeez. Then through the door, we see Benjamin from the Chamber of Commerce walk in.
Ching, ching.
Oh.
How's it going? How's the fry business going?
It's going great, sir.
See, the softball team's here.
How are you doing, Ben? Good to see you. How are you doing, Will?
Yeah, this is what I'm talking about.
Here every Thursday for fries.
The community.
Well, we're glad to have you, sir. Take a seat outside. We'll get you some fries. How's that sound?
All right. I had a couple. There was a couple arguing in your parking lot about an order of fries in here, and I hope there's not a quality problem going on here. You know how much the town depends on the business of Fridays.
Well,
it's a small town, and you know everything that gets us on the TripAdvisor is good.
I understood it, Mr. Benjamin, and we care about it too. We would care about it a lot, don't we, Roy? Roy,
what?
Don't we care about it?
I'm focusing. I'm trying to tie a knot in fishing line. Could you keep it down?
Yeah, I'm sorry. he's dedicated to sir, and We're putting out the fries and keeping the town, the name alive, sir. You just give it. Have a seat out in one of the booths, or you can even sit at the counter. I'll make sure you get some fries right away. Some fresh fries.
Oh, no, the mayor of the softball team. Fries are on us, guys. Supporting the community.
Roy, I don't think we can give it away. I don't think you can just give away the food, man.
What? Why not? You're not a manager. I'm not a manager.
I'm not a man. I know.
No one here is at the level where they can make a decision whether or not we can give fries to 300 people.
Okay, fine. We'll give them the fries, but quit giving them away. You can't just give fries to the softball team and the Better Business Bureau. Is he the mayor? What is he?
Man, you're such a capitalist. I can't fucking believe you, man. It's like, I'm in charge. I need money. Just be here in the moment, man.
Make the fucking fries, dude. You got one thing to do. That's it. Just make the fries. Just even out of curiosity, make the fries.
Your one word suggestion from Discord.
Humans, I do want to go back to this Discord line one more time. And I'm going to give you a few. Oh my God, I just saw one word that dates the person. There's certain words that you're like, this person must be my age. This person says Galaxian. Does that ring a bell to you guys?
No. Battlestar Galactica does. Galactica.
Can you look up Galaxian?
Was that like an alternate title of like the...
Or maybe I'm not
saying space game.
Oh, that's a video game. Yeah, you're...
Or is it a drug?
It's like an old 80s arcade game.
the one where you could get
like Galaga.
Yeah, it looks
Galaga, the same thing or different?
It was. I'm telling you, I've played where Galaxian you could double up your weapons specifically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah,
that
where you could double up your guns.
That's Galaga, right?
Yeah, that's Galaga.
There's another one, Galaxian. And I'm pretty sure you got to go in all directions versus Galaga just shooting up, right?
Here.
Did you find it?
You see that?
There it is. But in the middle, it says Galaxian. You're pointing to Galaga. Oh, wait a minute.
Galaxian, right there. Galaxian's that looks in like the middle.
Fuck, what am I thinking of? But then what's the difference? So these are all pointing up.
Yeah, they look the same.
Yeah, what was that game you're thinking of, Matt? It was like 3D isometric, and you had to like go up and down and fly through little gaps and green walls. It's like Z something.
But the one, Zephyr. Yeah, because at some point, dear listeners, like everything pointed up, like there was no
right.
Like Star, or what was the first one? Space Invaders.
Right.
You're just just pointing up. And then this one that I knew as Galaga, not Galaxian. I think we're looking at Galaga. I still think we haven't found Galaxian here, frankly. And then Galaxian was just a fancier Space Invader. Because the things actually came down at you. Wasn't that the difference?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
But then there's fucking... That's not Galaxian. I swear to God, it's going to be something I have to go down a wormhole.
Galaxian also sounds like it could be a drug that they are pushing like Jardian or Ozempic. Galaxian.
let's go to the doctor on that. So Ozempic is a little expensive.
Well,
for me.
Okay, there's alternatives, obviously. You know, there's
generic. Can I hear about that? I've heard about the alternative ones. Can you tell me?
Yeah. Off the top of my head, Galaxian is a popular choice.
I've heard
a lot of people go with Galaxian.
A lot of people at my racket club are talking about Galaxian. I'm whispering because I hear it's a little untested and a little experimental, a little new.
Well, it's new. I think that's probably, I don't know why I'm whispering. It's new.
Can we speak in normal voice?
Please feel free. It's you know.
Let's hear about this Galaxian. Okay. Oh, sorry. I don't adjust normal well.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Galaxian actually could help with that a little bit, the modulation of your volume.
Yeah.
Yeah, it absolutely could. So Galaxian, I've been very impressed with the results.
People say I have sports voice. Sometimes I don't know when I'm yelling. I think I'm just speaking normal and they sound like I'm shouting at a television.
I don't know.
Know what I mean?
But there you go. It's a voice modulation thing. It's not uncommon, by the way. It's kind of funny that it, because this wasn't what we were originally talking about, but now that you
I think it's bring my up the voice problem that causes me to talk like that. You don't?
I mean, it could be. It absolutely could be. I would, if at the price point you're looking for and the budget you're on, I would suggest Galaxian for sure. So, as a matter of fact, I'm going to write you a quick prescription.
And are there any, I feel I should ask, are there any known side effects or... besides the weight loss that I should be looking for, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a list on the bottle. You can feel free to look at yourself. There's also your pharmacist should give you a pamphlet on it. But the feedback I received is obviously, you know, you're going to experience a lot of weight gain, weight loss.
I was about to say, wait a minute.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
No wonder.
Nobody wants that.
Price point.
No,
I'll eat ice cream for that. Thank you very much.
Significant weight loss.
That's good. That's what I like.
Yeah. The voice modulation thing is interesting too. You may notice that it doesn't modulate anymore. You may get locked into a quieter or a louder, but you won't
but
have
I
the
am
up and
locked
down.
In.
You won't have the up and down, which a lot of people tend to really enjoy. At least they can count on the consistency.
But it'll be locked into one volume.
generally speaking, that's the feedback. Yeah. And then, of course, it's just your standard laundry list of sore throat, fever, anal bleeding, painful urination, fever, night fever, night sweats, night terrors, night tremors, night vision loss. Traditional.
I've always wondered if I already have a couple of these things that you listed. How will I know if the thing is making me have more of that? You know what I mean? Because I already have anal bleeding and night terrors. Will it make me have more anal bleeding and more night terrors?
I think so.
How do I gauge that?
I think it's just the intensity. Just kind of keep track of the intensity. If the intensity is going up, maybe get off the Galaxian.
And I never have at the same time. It's not like the anal bleeding leads to night terrors or vice versa.
I don't care if I don't have an appointment. I must speak to the doctor.
Hold on, excuse me.
Just
hello.
Hello, this is untenable, doctor.
I see the you're having no more modulation though. That's nice.
Yes, because I'm at maximum modulation at all times.
Well, we did talk about that. Galaxian can do that. I would suggest, are you okay with that?
No, I'm not okay with that. I cannot do my job. I cannot make a living.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I had a little something in my throat. I wasn't laughing.
I am Dick King, King of the Lullaby.
I understand, Mr. King. So
I've put more children to sleep than car rides and a days at the pool combined.
Understood.
We cut to one of his next sessions. Young parents have dropped off their children to be put to sleep. So we can come back in an hour.
Yes, of course.
They'll be fully asleep and awake at that point.
I guarantee it. Not only do I have my CDs, DVDs, LPs available all to put children to sleep, I also do it live at my studio every night.
Hey. Oh, God.
What?
We had him almost down. You're yelling. You're waking up our baby. Jesus Christ.
I know. Yes, I'm sorry. I'm on Galaxian. I have issues that are being worked out.
We cut to halfway through the next session where all the parents are gone and it's just babies that are very sleepy on the edge of sleep as he starts his lullabies.
All is peaceful. All is well. Go to sleep now. It's not working. Why isn't it working? I can't. I must see my doctor again.
Okay, Mr. King. So when you explain to me, it sounds like it's the Galaxian. So why don't we just get you off of that a little bit and we'll come up with another treatment plan, I think. That's probably the best thing. So just stop taking the Galaxian.
Well,
did you have any?
I don't know if I can stop taking the Galaxian because I bought a bunch of new pants. I bought several pairs of new pants. Mostly new. I threw out all the old pants. It's all skinny pants in my closet now. I would hate to not have access to those.
Human, to unlock the bonus scene, you must subscribe to the ad-free version of the show, exclusively available at improv4humans.com.
Let's just finish off these words. Hallucination, spectacles, laboratory. Any of those? Spectacles. It's a weird way to say glasses.
Spectacles, testicles, wallet, watch.
I was thinking the same thing.
Do you have a specific pat down order for when you leave the house?
I was thinking the same thing.
Like spectacles, testicles, wallet, watch is the sign of the cross.
My dad used to always say
apologetics.
That.
That is a form of apologetics, I guess. Oh, that's good. Spectacles, either the glasses or the scene in a Ralph's. And some male or female carrot is having, making a spectacle of themselves.
Yes.
It seems like all I see anymore on these, when I'm sitting around wasting my life on social media, are just these little memes of meltdowns. And I think I've gotten into it now, some sort of meltdown loop.
Algorithm.
Where all I'm getting fed is people having meltdowns. But it's so sad. There's a lot of pain and anger in our world today.
So I know that because we all know the airplane meltdown. What other place are you seeing it happen?
The flight attendant who like went down the emergency slide.
Well, that was a good one.
Where do you see it?
Oh, I'm seeing these memes of folks at shopping grocery stores and parking lots.
Okay.
Where they're banging into each other, like they're trying to escape, and people are trying to quarter them. So they're like bashing cars and running over people. It's like pure insanity.
Road rage. I see a lot of road rage. How many things are being recorded now? Like you just get into this one little corner and you're like, the world's going crazy. Everyone's bashing into each other with their cars and parking lots. I've seen like hundreds of examples of it.
Yeah.
And it's like, and I've seen hundreds of examples of some other weird things. So it's like, I don't know, man. I'm really worried about this road rage and parking lots.
I just saw a YouTube channel that's just specifically fights on 6th Street in Austin. it literally just makes you think like, okay, if you go down 6th Street, you're just going to get in like a bull ring and you're going to have to fight someone because that's what it seems like.
Oh my God. Yeah. You can tailor it that specific.
I'm really worried. I got in this rabbit hole on YouTube and everyone's putting their dick in orange juice at the grocery store. I've seen like 12 people do it.
It's the thing. It's just popular as pickleball. I'm telling you.
And he's just said that, and it's they're shopping at the grocery store. I think that's just some weird algorithm you're on.
No.
It's hundreds. It's hundreds. It's hundreds. Hundreds.
We're getting orange juice. People get screwdrivers for getting orange juice for our party.
No. We're not getting Dick OJ.
Yes. We're not getting Dick OJ. Dick OJ is, I'm telling you.
This is what it's being called on the internet? Dick OJ?
Yes. Dick OJ. Dick OJ, pick up your phone once in your life.
See what's going on out there.
Tell him, Chad. Tell him. Yeah, man. Dial in. You are dialed out. You need to dial in. Because right now, I'm surprised no one in the minute we've been standing in front of the OJ, no one's coming up here and tried to long dick this OJ.
Yeah.
Because
that's what it's
they're
going to
start flocking soon. Because the Dick OJs, they all flock in. Everybody puts their dick in the OJ. Everyone goes, Dick OJ, Dick OJ, Dick OJ, Dick OJ. And they're all out.
Yep.
I think it's like a flash mob. In Atlanta like 4 years ago. And you guys saw that one. All right, how about cranberry juice?
No.
Cranberry
juice.
No, thank you, sir. No, thank you.
You are.
What are you, crazy?
You are a noob, man. You are blinded with meat space blinders.
People are not putting their dicks in cranberry juice. Well,
of course not.
Don't tell me that. Of course not.
That's for the OJ, dummy. This is when they scrape the tank. Cranny scrape. It's a cranberry scrape. You scrape your tape. It's totally different than long dick and OJ.
Yeah, every one of these bottles has been scraped 100%. You know, scraping's like the
guarantee.
The long dicking OJ, I could easily imagine this. I can't even imagine what you're talking about.
We take the lid off the cranberry, right, and then you scrape it along your tank.
And what you do, that just leaves a little crescent of duck butter, like right inside the lip. You can't even see it.
God.
Like just you can't a little see, crescent of duck butter.
Once you, pour, Yeah, once you pour it out, though, you're getting a big taste of duck butter, man. And there's nothing you can do about
that. That has never been done more than once.
What? I can pull it up right now. Hashtag cranberry scrape. Look at that.
Shit, man. Siri.
That is a wordy hashtag.
Look at how many cranberry scrapers there are.
Show me.
Okay, there are a lot. But fine, we got to have something to mix vodka with, dude.
What? We're getting vodka?
Grapefruit juice.
Oh, no. What?
Yeah.
Not vodka.
You can't distill that enough times. Yeah, that's bad news. You can't distill that enough times.
Hmm.
What do you mean? You don't know about vodka? Dog, come on, man. You know
it's
about
not
vodka.
Pure enough.
Yeah, not
you
now.
Distill it enough.
Well, you know that's how you purify. You clean it out. You get it clean. You can't do that now. It's impossible.
What's wrong?
You guys seriously don't know? Do you have a computer? Like, what do you do at home? You throw a ball against the wall, like.
I feel like you're in the Great Escape. You've been in solitaire.
You watch your shadow move across the ground all day. Like, I'm a sundial. Like, what do you do?
I'm not pretending to be a sundial.
Huh?
But I'm not getting to paranoid algorithms where I can't enjoy life. Is there something in this aisle that you can drink?
In this aisle?
Maybe the ice cream. You could melt the ice cream and then drink it. In milk form. But that's it, basically, from what I see.
You won't even drink milk?
Yeah. No.
Not their milk. No. God, no. You have to drink the frozen, let it melt. Just get vanilla ice cream or chocolate ice cream, melt it, and pour it and drink it straight. You don't have to pour it. You can just drink it straight. That's like the safest. That's the only thing safe, I think.
Yeah. Also,
and about a week later, we see these two paranoid dudes without the other guy. Now they're at a cow dairy ranch, and they're just fucking sucking on this cow tate. Just passing it back and forth.
This is, I can't believe we have to do this, but I'm not a fool. Yeah.
Like, yeah, we got to go to the source, because otherwise all we're doing is drinking the downstream consequences of everything.
Well, I'm not going to drink what they want me to drink, you know? Because they want me to be poisoned, to be mind controlled.
Oh, fuck, dude. Fuck, dude.
What?
I was just looking it up. Have you heard about shit cowing?
And seeing humans. We've been shit cowing for a good time today. Riggle, welcome to Improv for Humans. I hope you had a good time.
I did. This is the best part of my week. This is awesome. I love it.
Yes, it'll be the best part of everyone's week. And our strike is over now. Oh, our actor strike still isn't, so we can't plug yet. But go to these guys on their social media and tell them how funny they are. Where is their social media? Rob Riggle, just straight up?
Straight up, Rob Riggle, Instagram, or I don't do many. Instagram, I think it is a big three. Instagram, X, and Facebook. So
there you go. Chad, where can we compliment you? Well, you guys have your dinosaur show too at every once in a while, right?
Yeah, we just had one. I think the next one's second week of October. So yeah, if you want to see improv in LA, come out to Largo. It's a great crew. Rick, are you going to be at the October one?
I'm not going to make the October one. I'm going to be out.
Everyone skip that one. Rob's not going to be there.
So, that's not a good plug.
Everyone will skip that one, and then we'll come back in like November. We'll see.
November, though. Let's see what we can do in November. Woo-woo!
All right. Well, Brett and I will plug an October show, October 28th at the Ice House. That's going to be our Halloween show. People like to dress up on that Saturday before Halloween, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm dressed
especially
up.
When Halloween falls on a Tuesday. You know, nobody's going to enjoy a Tuesday, so the weekend prior is going to be lit.
Yeah, that'll be the part.
Going to be fun. And of course, go to Improv for Humans to check out our new platform and everything going on there. You're going to want to subscribe. Keep being human.
Improv for Humans is produced by Matt Besser and Brett Morris. Music by Dragoon. Please rate and review wherever you get your podcasts. For ad-free archives, bonus scenes from the new episodes, exclusive Discord access,
new deep dive podcasts into the craft of improv, plus music and sci-fi bonus shows and premium limited series, go to improv4humans.com and sign up for the Rule of Four plan. Only $4 a month or $40 a year. By subscribing, you are giving us the ability to pay our brilliant guests and giving us all a platform for more interaction and lots more comedy.